BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Walking on Jupiter. A true story about surviving suicide and being mental. A podcast by Thomas Wellington. Read by Stephen Graham.
Thomas,
welcome to Jupiter.
Tried to kill myself again. This is where he brought me. After a nurse on a night shift greeted me, I said, "Jupiter, it's a long ambulance ride." Cheesy jokes. That's how I seem to get through these things. But you'll have to forgive me. It was about 2:30 in the morning, and after spending the evening asleep in a different hospital and getting an ambulance or taxpayer's taxi to the wrong hospital, my arrival to the Jupiter ward was somewhat an anticlimax. After the first nurse woke up another nurse who was asleep in the examination room, it began to finally sink in. I was in a mental hospital because I was mental. It was very hard to say goodbye to my girlfriend who stood by my side and slept and waited in the hospital with me. I watched her leave from the dinner room window of the Jupiter ward. She must have turned back 50 times. She was wearing a long black coat and I could see her crying as she walked up the path. She'd asked more than once if she could stay, but it was never going to happen. I waved a final wave and closed the curtains as a black coat got lost in the black sky. After a few quick tests by the tired nurse who'd just been woken up, I spoke to the doctor on call that night. Some routine questions followed, and I was off to bed. To my room, in a mental hospital. As we walked down the main corridor, the smell of Jupiter was all you could expect from a mental hospital. Cheap disinfectant, struggling to mask the smell of sweaty socks left in the washing machine for too long, you know what I mean. We passed the quiet room, recreation and dinner room, and then through the two sets of heavy, awkward doors that led to the male wing of the ward. The first set of doors you push, the second you pull. But they were so close together that two people couldn't pass through at the same time. This would be my first taste of feeling trapped in this place. Bedroom 11 was the second closest to the double doors of the male wing. A heavy, pale green door welcomed me. It had a little window with sliding glass blinds to allow staff to inspect the room from the outside and me at any time. I expected the worst, but the room was very spacious and not just in London standards. A big, beautiful wooden desk, a chair you couldn't kick over, and a fat single bed with thick hospital bed sheets greeted me. When you moved off the mattress, it slowly, terrifyingly, rose back into shape. The hangers in the wardrobe were the worst hangers I've ever seen in my life. Cardboard fucking hangers. Bent and badly folded, like a terrible school project made by a drunk child. Made me laugh. They were totally incapable of hanging anything, but I guess that was the point, really. I lay in the sink in bed and decided I wasn't going to get under the sheets. I'd sleep in my jeans and my polo t-shirt. I put my headphones in. This was going to be a tough first night. Is dedicated to the doctors and nurses and all the staff at Fazakerley Hospital.
If you are suffering distress or despair, urgent help and support is available at bbc.co.uk/ActionLine.